Good evening, this is Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap. It's been an eventful week across sectors this Friday, November 28th, 2025. Let's kick off with the property market. Commonwealth Bank of Australia's largest lender flagged potential risks in surging home loan demand at a parliamentary hearing. CEO Matt Comyn underscored this trend as a significant driver of escalating property prices, raising concerns for long-term financial stability. A striking 6.4% increase in new loan commitments for dwellings marked the third quarter of 2025. While CBA sees a growth opportunity, with its mortgage portfolio rising by 6% to $664.7 billion, it also anticipates a steady interest rate at 3.6% for next year, which may cool down housing demand. Risks and opportunities alike merit careful observation. Meanwhile, consumer confidence has made a striking comeback. The Westpac Melbourne Institute survey for November revealed a change in tune, with the consumer sentiment index reaching 103.8, a 7-year high excluding the effects of the pandemic. The improved perception around personal finances and overall economic conditions, in spite of static interest rates, feeds the sense of optimism. Increased consumer spending may result in an essential boost to economic performance, but let's not forget to balance our optimism with prudence. In other news, Mother Nature serves a stark reminder of the forces she can unleash. Tropical Cyclone Fina, a Category 1-2 system with winds reaching speeds of 120 kilometers per hour, hit Northern Territory's top end. Darwin and the Tiwi Islands were most affected, witnessing destructive winds, heavy rain, and widespread disruption in services. Despite no reported casualties, the cyclone spotlights the need for preparedness during the cyclone season. Switching gears, Motorcycle Holdings Limited recorded an impressive sales performance in 2025. Bypassing a sluggish national market, Australia's largest motorcycle retailer reported a $650 million in sales revenue, up 11.6% from last year. CEO Matthew Wiesner credited their success to strategic market expansions, digital initiatives, and rising online sales. With 55 sites across Australia and New Zealand, Motorcycle Holdings looks set to ride the wave of prosperity into 2026, focusing on a digital, customer-centric approach. Remember, Financial Services Online is your reliable partner for personal and business loan finance. For comprehensive services, head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. That concludes our weekly wrap. Thank you for your company and stay tuned for next week's financial news.